You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, BT back on the fan. It's 12:02 here, and I've been looking forward to this part of the day since yesterday when I found out that he was kind enough to rearrange his schedule. I know he was traveling yesterday. I'll see him tomorrow night at his party, which is going to be amazing. But, of course, I'm talking about three-time MVP, World Series champion for our Yankees, almost 700 home runs, over 2,000 ribbies. Of course, the documentary, Alex versus A-Rod, Fox analyst, and for my money, as I said before, I went to before the update, nobody knows baseball and loves baseball as much or more than this man. Alex, what's happening, buddy? How you feeling?
BT, what's up, my friend? And congrats. I know Sal's not there, but congrats to both of you. You've had an extraordinary run here on the number one station, on the number one spot, and you've made all of us New Yorkers a little bit smarter, a little bit happier, and you brought a lot of juice to our lives.
Ah, man, that's awesome. And one thing about Alex, you know, I told the story how you and I went to lunch, I guess that was about 3 or 4 months ago, and then from there we sparked a friendship, which I definitely value and I appreciate. But what I don't think people know about you, and that's why I say I don't know if anybody loves the game the way you do, although a lot of people do say that, but for those who maybe don't process it that way, I mean, during the playoffs, I'm getting texts from A-Rod. What are we doing? What's going on here? How come he didn't hit? You know, like, you inhale baseball still like it's oxygen. You still love it like you did when you were 7, 8, 9 years old, don't you?
I do. And BT, I think that's why we hit it off. I think our love for baseball, our love for the Yankees, I think you and I are the same in which we're passionate, just like New Yorkers. We want to win very bad, and we have strong opinions, and We love our Yanks, and we love to play in October and win big.
Okay, so let's get to some of the issues at hand. I want to jump around. Now, first of all, I really like Bellinger. We know about, you know, can fit in left, can fit in center, play first base in a pinch, good runner, good stick, a little contact. He's a baseball player, man. He's just a good baseball player. It's also my opinion, Alex, if it gets to 7-ish years or beyond that, like I think there's got to be a limit on how the Yankees and others would view him. He's a good player. He's not amazing. Can the Yankees have a successful offseason if they don't retain Bellinger, in your opinion?
I mean, they can, but obviously you have to be creative. You know, there's talks about some trades, this and that. I think you have to give Cashman and Fishman the entire offseason before we kind of jump in with strong opinions. But what I do like about Bellinger is he's a proven New Yorker. He's played in all three major markets, L.A., Chicago, and New York. And he's a winning player. He's won a world championship. He's won an MVP. He's had some volatility. But I think you have to take a step back and say there's four things that we need if we're going to sign a Yankee player. Number one, they have to love baseball. They have to be passionate. Number two, high baseball IQ and be able to defend. Number three, can they hit over 250 and make decent contact? Mm. And number four, does it fit in the window of Aaron Judge. And I think you have a clear yes to those four questions with Bellinger.
I love that. I tell you, that's a good criteria. Great parameters there. You got to love baseball, hit over 250, the whole Judge angle. That's good stuff. And, you know, speaking of Judge, one of the things that's frustrated me, I've been very vocal about this pertaining to Brian Cashman, is that, you know, you're just burning years of Aaron Judge's prime. It's not that Brian's not trying to put together a champion. I know, but it hasn't worked. It hasn't happened since 09, since you were there. Thank God. And how many more years can we expect Aaron Judge to be at the apex of his powers, man?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I mean, I go back to our 09 year. And, you know, we had Damon, Jeter, Teixeira, myself, Matsui, Posada, you know, so on and so forth. And you had a very complementary set of skills. I mean, Jeter and Damon made Teixeira and I better. We made Matsui and Posada better. And it was very complementary. And I think it's just about creating a workable roster. And let's not forget that Aaron Judge had two phenomenal years back-to-back. Well, all his years are phenomenal. But just take the Soto years and one without Soto. 58 home runs, 144 stakes with Soto. And last year, he had 53 home runs with 114 stakes because you don't have someone in front of him on base consistently. Mm-hmm. So that's an easy formula to fix. You got to get rabbits in front of him that can make premier contact and just try to, you know, can you find a Johnny Damon? It's like for the Dodgers, it's not just about them getting Freeman and Mookie Betts and Kershaw and all the big stars. It's about Edmund, Chris Taylor. Mm-hmm. You know, they took Justin Turner and they took Muncy and created great, great baseball players when nobody wanted them. And, you know, Miguel Rojas from the Marlins, and he becomes a Game 7 World Series hero. So it's about all the complementary pieces to go along with the great superstars.
So we're talking to Alex Rodriguez, of course, a ton of MVPs, a champion, just one of the best players in the history of the game, bottom line. So you mentioned 2009 and going around the horn, Tex, Cano, Jeter, you. And this is not to denigrate some of these names. I think Ben Rice is a terrific hitter, but I don't know if he could play first base. You know, Jazz has a lot of talent, but I myself don't trust him. I will not give him a long-term deal. I mean, Volpe's a mess, and we'll get back to Volpe in a minute. I've got to get your thoughts on how to fix him. Caballero, more of a bench guy. McMahon, who strikes out 200 times a year and hits 212. I mean, so like we're sitting here wondering why the Yankees don't have all these championships. Well, I mean, think about the contrast from your infield, not to mention the other stuff, to this infield. I mean, what a drop, Alex. It's not even close.
Yeah, like sometimes, you know, we complicate winning. And this is not just about the Yankees, but in general. I mean, if the Yankees, what's worked 27 times, more championships than any other team in sports, why reinvent the wheel? I mean, I don't think you've had from those championship teams, like for the math guys, right, that have taken over baseball. Yeah. Like you can't win a championship with four out of your six infielders. Well, there's some noise in the background here. You can't have four of your six infielders, you know, hitting sub 230. That formula doesn't work now, and it'll never work. That's why I put a parameters. Can my guys hit 250 and above?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Alex, by the way, like the average is one thing. I'm totally with you, but it's also too often I feel like the Yankees are trying to figure out if certain guys could play certain spots defensively. Like, well, maybe this guy could catch, or maybe this guy could figure it out at first base, or maybe this guy could transition to the outfield. Like, I love an on-base guy and a good two-strike approach and, you know, choke up and just put the ball in play when you have to, and obviously power early in the count. But, like, the ability to catch the baseball, and the Yankees have gotten better at that the last year or so, but I still don't even think it's really where it needs to be, which gets us to Volpe. All right, we've texted a little bit about this, you know, watching games and analyzing his swing. My concern about Volpe is, well, number one, he's just never on base, and he's not the hitter that he needs to be yet. But you tell me, man, when you're hurt, and he just had surgery on his shoulder, so his offseason's going to be impacted. He's got a lot of work to do to change things. How could you come back a different player, Alex, when you can't really put the work in during the offseason because you're injured?
Yeah, look, this is one of the nicest young men, and you and I, you know, we cheer hard for him because he really is an incredible young man with
a great
family.
Love him.
And the organization has fallen in love with him. But at some point, the numbers don't lie, right? You have 167 strikeouts, 156 and 150. And here's a young man that the biggest way he can impact winning is with his number one tool and his legs. But we've taken his legs away. And what I mean by that, here's a young man who has stolen over 50 stolen bases in the minor leagues. He stole 18 last year. And it's hard to impact winning when you're striking out 150 times and you're hitting 212.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think if you zoom out, BT, is an organization hitting philosophy that is absolutely broken. And until they fix it, I don't think they win big.
Let me ask you this. You talk about hitting philosophy, and you know my son's young, and I've sent you some videos, whatever. He's a young kid. He loves baseball. He's pretty good, but, you know, you got to keep working. And he plays with some great players, and there's all these philosophies and hitting facilities and all this stuff. Like, when you were coming up, 12, 13, 14, did you even really talk hitting with a coach, or did you see ball, hit ball, right?
Yeah, it was about being a good baseball player, right? It was about doing all the little things that may not show up in the score box, that are not sexy on ESPN, but it's about catching the ball fundamentally, you know, turning the double play when a ground ball's hit to you, making sure that the manager knows when a ground ball hits to short is going to be 6-3, automatic out. Those are the things, the foundation that you need. And then the frosting on top is, you know, can you hit? Like, I love to see Volpe hit, you know, 265, 7 or 8 home runs, drive me in 50 runs, but steal me, you know, 35 bags, hit me 30 doubles, give me about 7 or 8 bunts per year, and make contact at a really, really high rate. Mm-hmm. That way we can highlight his best asset, which is his legs, and not neuter it.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Amen. I mean, I don't know how the Yankees haven't figured this out yet. I mean, to me, and I've said this for a long time, I think there's just inherently something off at the lower levels of the minors with the Yankees. There's no accident, or it's not by accident, that too many of these position players, really outside of Judge and maybe one other, they come up and they're just not refined defenders, or they strike out a ton. So whatever they're doing in the minors, to me, is not really working. And back to Volpe here, how could nobody... I'm sure they pointed it out, to be fair to the Yankees, but they haven't fixed it yet. I'm sitting on my couch, and I know what's coming. Here's a fastball upstairs that you're going to foul back. Here's a slider away that you're going to flail at. And then here's another show-me fastball. Maybe you pull it, you foul it off. And then here's something slow and soft away, and you're going to bail with your hip going into the third base dugout, and you're going to strike out. How in the world do they not fix that, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Volpe simply said he's a little guy that should be playing a little guy's game. But he's a little guy where they're trying to, you know, manipulate him having a big boy agenda. And it's not really going to work. Look, BT, the best team I ever played against in my life was the 1998 New York Yankees. I don't think they had one guy that hit 30 home runs. And yet they won 125 games because they did it as a team. It was never one against one. They came at you 9-1 like an avalanche that would not give in. Foul ball, foul ball. The Benitez at bat against Paul O'Neill in the World Series. Foul ball, foul ball. It is so difficult. And you play ball, BT. You know how difficult it is when a guy just does not give in, fouls the ball off, doesn't chase, doesn't strike out. Man, by the time you're done 9 innings, you feel like you've been in the ring with Mike Tyson for 15 rounds.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. And I'll say this last thing is, you imagine if you told Jeter, instead of hitting, you know, 12, 14, 24 home runs, we want you to hit 35 home runs, but instead of hitting 350, you'll hit 240 and you can't run the base. I mean, it would be an absolute bloodbath.
Yeah, it wouldn't. He might not be in the Hall of Fame because he didn't have that kind of power. He didn't have the easy power, and he wouldn't have all the hits and the average that he has. Talking to A-Rod, of course, BT on the Fan. So I don't think I've ever asked you this, and I'm very curious what your answer is, because I don't think anybody loves the game the way you do. Now, I know you have other interests, and I'm sure that and other business endeavors, the T-Wolves and other stuff. You're busy, and TV. I got it. The way you love the game, forget about the Yankees. Why wouldn't Alex Rodriguez ever want to manage? Would you ever want to manage?
No, I wouldn't want to manage because, as you can hear in my voice, I don't have the patience. and especially, like, honestly, I think numbers guys have taken over the game, and I think baseball people are out. And unfortunately, that is a sad thing because I don't think we're going to ever get it back. But now you have to adjust, and it's not like about what you did yesterday. It's can you make today's data analytics-driven league and implement some human element? And I think the Dodgers have done that well, Toronto, the Braves when they're healthy. I wouldn't want to manage, but I do get my fix by watching, by texting you, by texting my friends, by texting my homeboys from the 2009 championship team. And I do get my fix in Fox when I do my World Series and when we do, you know, the All-Star game. That's always a lot of fun for us.
Boy, Big Poppy's a trip, huh? I mean, I can't imagine him with a couple shots, a couple of drinks in him. He's got to be absolutely the best. Poppy's awesome, right?
He's absolutely the best. One of my great, great friends. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but Poppy and I, we met when we were 17 years old. We both started with the Seattle Mariners, an instructional league.
Oh.
And And he was awesome then, and he's awesome now. And I think the four of us, you know, with Jeter and Kevin Burkhart, it's like college boys just really enjoying every second of October and having the privilege to talk to the fans of baseball about the game that we all love.
No, honestly, and I'm not just saying this, you guys do a great job because you keep it real. You're critical when you have to be. I remember you and Derek both made news when you just gave a very honest assessment of the Yankees. And, you know, and Poppy's a wild card. Burkhart, we all love, and we're all proud of him and happy for him. It's a great, great group. You're right, I didn't know that Ortiz was with Seattle. I just remember him coming up as a platoon player, Seattle, huh? What was he like when he was 18 or 19?
You know, he was always, he was always like the most likable guy on the team. He's always been like magnetic personality. When he went to the Twins, they neutered his approach a little bit because they only wanted him to kind of, you know, fillet the ball the other way. That was a little bit of a Tom Kelly approach for the Minnesota Twins. And then when he got to Boston, he did that in his first at bat in 2003 in spring training for Myers.
Uh-huh.
And he has Terry Francona, the manager, behind him and says, "Hey, buddy, what the hell is that?" And he's like, "What do you mean? I'm just trying to hit the ball the other way." He goes, "No, I want you to hit the ball in the seats." And that was the birth of Big Poppy, unfortunately,
wow,
for both of us, Al.
That's a great story. And speaking of hitting the ball in the seats, I mean, Pete Alonso hit a ton in the seats, but no more for the Mets unless, you know, after these 5 years he comes back to finish with the Mets. How surprised were you the Mets didn't really make much of a move to sign Pete?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised because, you know, Pete's been an outstanding ball player, great character. He's been flawless in the community. He wears the Mets, you know, that orange and blue with a lot of pride. And he is really an outstanding, outstanding young man. It reminds me a little bit of when the Braves let Freddie Freeman go to the Dodgers. But we won't know that answer, mm-hmm, in fairness to David Stearns and Steve Cohen, for another 2 or 3 years.
Yeah,
but I know that right now, Mets fans are hurting everywhere.
Oh, they're crushed, man. They're absolutely, I feel for them. I mean, Nimmo, I mean, a little less than, you know, Nimmo than Pete. But Diaz, it has been an absolute train wreck of a month or so for the Mets fans. Now, the comparison to Freeman, listen, I can only like respond how I think I would respond. And for, I don't know, roughly 2 years, I've been saying that the Mets should probably move on from Pete. That's my opinion because he's not very fast, not a very good fielder, whatever. I'm on the record. I don't need to relitigate that. But if he played like Freddie Freeman, I would have had the exact opposite approach because he's a high average guy. He's a great base runner. He's an awesome defensive player. Like it's unfortunate that what was once really valued is really no longer valued. So you can make the case that Pete, you can really make two cases, Alex. Pete got screwed by the Mets, or Pete's just a victim of a new way of thinking in baseball, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think you have to be able to appreciate the talent. And sometimes, BT, this is not really about the Mets, but in general,
mm-hmm,
we often value what's outside of the organization a lot more than what's inside the organization. And one thing that's undeniable about Alonso is, number one, he plays every single day. That's a little bit of a lost art. Number two, he hits the ball out of the park consistently out of any ballpark. I think he's going to hit a lot of home runs in Baltimore.
Yeah, so
at Camden Yards.
Yeah.
And number three, he's a guy that, from a character point of view, in New York City, you don't have to worry about him running around, getting in trouble. He's a guy that's committed to the game, committed to his family. So I would reverse engineer that. And I would say, when I have a great player like him, I would say, where do I want to land? And if that number is, I don't want to have Alonso pass his 34th birthday,
mm-hmm,
then when he's 27 in the middle of his contract, I would look to extend at a premium and knowing that that contract is going to age very, very well for the New York Mets.
Yep, that should have been what they did. They did not. I remember saying that even before I was with Sal, when Teague and I were doing the show. I said that. I'm like, hey, you know, don't let the Mets have to deal with, like, when the Yankees were trying to retain Aaron Judge. I'm like, just preemptively do this. And I think Pete was 27, to your point. All right, you got to do me a favor here. So he might be listening now. I hope he's not. So Sal was telling us, because we're getting ready to come to your house, to your apartment tomorrow. Can't wait. Thank you for the invite, by the way. It's going to be awesome. And Sal went out and he got himself this new corduroy suit, all right? I think he's trying to impress you a little bit, Alex. You got to do me a favor. Like, the moment that he walks in, not in front of anybody, but at least to him and in front of me, you got to clown him. You just got to clown him on the suit. Promise me. You got to do it, man. Come on.
I got to be a better host than that, because I feel bad. Maybe I'll do it for like 10 seconds, yeah. But I got to. Then you got to bail me out because.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
That's, by the way, that'll be the first time I meet Sal.
I
have to be nice to him, but I'll give him a little, we'll have a little fun with him.
Yeah, just like, a little rookie hazing, so to speak, like we're back in the clubhouse. Let me ask you this, too, and it was awesome to see, man. The documentary, of course, Alex versus A-Rod on HBO Max. If you guys haven't seen it, many of you have. If you haven't, check it out. I would imagine just getting to know you a little bit and how honest you've been, which is really good for you more than anything. I don't think you could have done this 5 years ago. Like, you had to get to a place in your life where you can be so transparent and take those dents and those slings and those arrows that you absorbed and realize that maybe you earned some of them and come out stronger the other side. Did you enjoy doing that documentary?
Did I enjoy it? I wouldn't say I enjoyed it.
Okay.
It was definitely like going down memory lane, and in many ways it was therapeutic. In some ways it was very triggering. Look, I made some very loud mistakes in my career, and I've been asked for 10 or 15 years by everyone in between to, do you want to tell your story in documentary? And I thought at that point it would have been disingenuous, and the story really hadn't landed, and I still had a lot more work to do, as I do today. But now that I just turned 50 and I have, you know, two teenage daughters, I wanted them to co-sign on it. They were a big part of this project. And, you know, when I look back now through all my stupidity, the good, the bad, and the ugly, I'm proud of everything that I did because that's the best I could have done at that time with the tools that I had. Mm-hmm. And now I'm in a place that, you know, I wouldn't trade with, you know, I'm one of the luckiest human beings to be where I am today with, you know, my health, two beautiful daughters, and get to do some of the things that I like to do.
You seem at peace. And those of you who, those who loved you no matter what, those who were like, ah, this guy did this or this guy did that, I think if they saw it, I think it really had a chance for them to see you differently and maybe change how they view you. But most importantly, you found some solace internally. It's awesome. It really, I think it was so good. It was so, my wife loved it. You'll meet her tomorrow. Oh, get that. Thank God this isn't a long time ago. All I heard when, Alex is so good looking. Oh, Alex, those beautiful blue piercing eyes. Oh, hey, listen, you know, you got a lot going for you. You know, can you stay away from the wife tomorrow night? All right, buddy.
BBT, she'll be very disappointed because I'm much worse in person.
All right, man. I will see you tomorrow. You are one of my two final guests. I had to end up with somebody from my favorite team. I had to end up with somebody that I believe knows about the game as much as anybody and loves the game. It's my favorite sport. Love talking shop with you. Can't wait to have a couple of drinks tomorrow and meet, you know, meet your girlfriend. You get to meet Jen and just have a great time, man. I thank you very much, Alex.
You got it. Say hello to Rick Pitino. He's one of my favorites as well. I'm a big St. John's guy. And BT, you and Sal have a lot to be proud of, and I cannot wait to see your next chapter and hopefully be a small part of it.
That's awesome.
Best of luck to you, my friend.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much, Alex. You got it, brother. I will see you tomorrow night. Yeah, I mean, I remember when I went to lunch, I'm not talking out of school, but when I met him for lunch, the research that he does, like he's got an incredibly fertile mind. Like the guy's brilliant. He really is, in his own, especially from a business perspective, he's brilliant. Like he said at one point, he referenced something that I said in like, I don't know, whatever it was when he got caught with his shirt off on the rocks, sunbathing. Oh, God. You know, and I was all over him. And he actually somehow found that as a point of reference. And like, I guess I called him corny on the air. I don't know, whatever I said. And back then, this is like 15 years ago. And he's like, yeah, he's like, you called me corny back in the day. Like the guy... He watched BT and Sal every day. He actually opened up his iPad. He's like, yeah, I was just catching up with you guys today. Like, he's a sports junkie. He is a sports junkie. And it's a shame, you know, what's happened with the Hall of Fame and so many people in there who shouldn't be. Listen, Alex made his bed. He's got to live in it. And he's owned up to it, which I think is great, cathartic. It's transparent. But let's just be honest, man. I mean, how many baseball players that walked the face of this earth were truly better than that guy? How many? Honestly, 3, 5? You know, maybe Willie Mays, maybe Babe Ruth, maybe Barry Bonds, maybe. I mean, the list is short. I really appreciate him coming on. All right, 12:25 on the Fan. BT with you up until 2. Hop any reads? What do we got here, man? We are a little town fair. Got a little town fair for you. Hey, our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Back to the calls. Pitino at 12:40. BT up until 2. Then it's Evan and Tiki. And then I'm bouncing. Without a little Billy. Yeah. All right. It's 12:30 on the button. A little schmoozeroo. Steve Summers looking for a great stocking stuffer. You get a chance to win something now. Steve's new book. Caller number 10. 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win an autographed copy of Steve's book, Me Here, You There. Courtesy of the schmooze himself, Steve Summers, a little schmoozy doozy. A little schmoozy-roo. All right. 888-808-1019. That was awesome with Alex. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Rick Pitino will join me next. Last hour, all calls, a couple of stories, obviously a final few words as we start to wrap it up. Lawrence is in Oklahoma City. He has called the show a lot. He is a big Giants guy. Hey. Lawrence, what's happening, buddy? How you doing?
You are about to take these roses from me, my friend.
Okay.
I have been listening to you since you started over here, and the joy you bring into my life being in Oklahoma and getting to call and talk to you multiple times a day. Today, I got beers cracked open at work, man. I got tears in my eyes multiple times today, wow, knowing that you're moving forward to something better. But look at God is planting you a new garden, and you're gonna be prosperous, and great things are going to continue to come. And look at, I'm going to continue to support the Fan no matter what. But when you're on, your show is on, I'm not going to be listening to the Phantom. I'm going to be listening to you. And that is what it is. You've won my heart over, and you're a friend of mine. I'll tie this into, like, I'll never forget you, because it's the same time I'm losing you, I'm losing Pete Alonso, I'm losing Edwin Diaz, and it's just like, man, I'm taking some bumps over here in my sports fandom.
By the way, you better be careful. You might lose Lindor next if this keeps up. The penny pinching Mets trying to. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I mean, kind of. They could trade Lindor, but.
Burn it down. Burn it down and make it a beautiful fire to watch. If that's what it's got to be. I want to win more than anything. I want to win. And awesome. That's what's most important. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
I'm a winner.
I want winners. Lawrence, thank you for all those calls, and thank you for the kind words. Really appreciate it, buddy. Thank you very much.
You're the man. I love you, and I love Sal, too.
No doubt. Back to you, man. No doubt. You know, it's funny. You think about this, right? And you go through life. You've heard me say this before. A couple things I always say to my kids, you know, work hard, have fun, be a leader. And I'll say that to them before school, and I'll say that, like, right when they're getting out of the car from dropping them off at practice or a game. Work hard, have fun, be a leader. And my mom always said things happen for a reason. And it's funny, you know, when things are going well in life, it's easy to say that. Hey, work hard, have fun, be a leader, you know? Yeah, things happen for a reason. I think when it's a little more trying and unexpected, or there's just some upheaval in your life, I think it's a lot harder to do that. But for some strange reason, it's coming very naturally for me here. Like, I'm good. I'm going to miss working with Sal every day. There's no doubt. I've said that a million freaking times. He's an incredible talent. He's a lunatic. It's a good combination, you know? I'm going to miss the Fan. It was my mission to get on here as a young broadcaster. Check. I did it. You know, I think the only thing that's... And the other thing is, you know, control what you can control. And I think that's the one thing that's toughest for me with this. Really, as I promised, just full transparency. Control what you can control. Well, if you have a show every day, what you can control is being prepared. Having, you know, unrelenting passion and focus for those 4 hours. And then obviously when you get off the air, making sure that you're doing what you have to do so that when you're on the air, you're ready to roll. Check. You know, what I could not control was Craig wanting to come back. That's like the one thing I couldn't control it, you know? And I couldn't control management wanting him back. And by the way, I get it, as I've also said. You know, he's a star in the business. But what I was able to control, I'm proud of controlling. Same with Sal. So while things are going to change, and yeah, I mean, I guess you could walk around and say, I got screwed. Well, where's that going to get you? It didn't get you nowhere. It's going to probably make enemies, either on the corporate level or whatever, you know? And that's why I said before, when I think I came to WFAN at the right age, because I'm more mature. You know, I don't know, maybe I would have said something wrong. I still don't think so, because I know I was raised the right way. Maybe something would have slipped. But, you know, work hard, have fun, be a leader. Do it. Do it in your life. Control what you can control. Things happen for a reason. Old things, when everything's great, paycheck's fat, the house is new, a couple of nice cars, country club, everybody's healthy. Yeah. Things happen for a reason. They do. And I'm good with that. I really, really am. Let me get Rob in Tom's River. Rob is on the Fan. What's up, Rob?
My goodness, how do I follow that up?
I don't know.
BT, you are at least an icon in my life. And really quick, I know sob stories don't really go a long way, and it's your last show, and just it's to get to my point.
It's all good.
28, I lost my dad at a very, very young age. I lost him while I was in college. Dad and I didn't agree about much, but we bonded over this station. And if I could just say one thing, we bonded the way you and Sal debate, which is why it's so hard for me to say goodbye to the show. And it is so hard for me to get on the radio and just thank you for everything. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I don't want there to be a sob story, but I do want to get to my point about the Mets.
I'm happy you shared. And by the way, I'm happy you shared that about your pops. But by all means, get to your point. Because trust me, man, I have a lot of other things in common with my dad, but I am so close with my dad. And sports was always the backdrop. And I get it.
Thank you. And I appreciate you. And wherever you go, I'll follow. And, you know, whatever the other 1,000 callers that have called you this week and said, I'm following.
Thanks, man.
But anyway, I want to be a little bit of an apologist for Mets fans that maybe don't understand what they're trying to do here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's one thing to have money, right? And it's a great tool that the team didn't have for a while. But you know who else has money is the San Diego Padres, who passed out, you know, 3 or 4 10-year deals to guys and are now feeling it. So I don't think it's fair for the Mets fan to be like, oh, you know, we're letting these guys go that we could easily sign and eat the money if they suck. Okay, you can eat the money if they suck, but I think that's why Stearns is here.
Mm-hmm.
To not make the mistakes that this Padres team is making. And now, you know, you've got 3, 4, 5 guys on 10-year deals who are in the back end of their career.
Who they're trying to get rid of, Rob?
Bogarts, Tatis, more so Bogarts. But
yeah.
You also have Yu Darvish, who's making $40 million a year. He's 40 years old.
I know.
Like, this is not the position you want this team to be in 2031, 2032.
I'm with you.
So I think if we're a little bit patient here, we'll see the vision by the end of this offseason.
You know, I'll tell you what, Rob. First of all, thank you for the call, man. And thank you for the story, and thank you for the awesome words. It really, truly means a lot. Pertaining to your point there, you know, that's not very popular right now in the land of the Met fan. The Met fan doesn't want to hear that. He's right. He's right. To go out there and label Stearns a failure now is ridiculous. It's premature. It's inaccurate. Just don't let the anger of what's happened from you know, the sentimentality point of view with Nimmo and Pete and Diaz, don't let that anger infiltrate the pragmatic side of your brain, which if you step back pragmatically and say, all right, what has Stearns done? Well, I'm going to tell you very quickly. Year one, good. Year two, bad. Here's year three. Let's get more of a definitive grade. You will. So all I'm saying is to label him a failure, like an absolute unmitigated, you know, beyond salvation failure as the president of baseball operations for the Mets, to do that now, I think is wrong. But I get the anger. All right, coming up, my guy Rick, Slick Rick, Rick Pitino, the Johnny, is going to Kentucky tomorrow. Of course, we'll talk about St. John's, even going back to the Knicks when Rick was coaching him. He is just, you know, Rick is the best. Can't wait to have that chat. We'll do it next, coming up on The Fan. All right, back on The Fan, BT with you here on this Friday. And then, well, an hour and 15 minutes left. Time is ticking. And with that in mind, they get a chance to bring in, as I had Alex, in terms of, I don't think anybody loves baseball and knows baseball the way Alex does. I don't think anybody loves basketball and knows basketball the way what will be my final guest here at WFAN full-time, the great Rick Pitino.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business, It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Go to the Johnnies. Rick, what's happening, buddy?
All good. Getting ready to travel to Atlanta to play the Mighty Wildcats.
That's right. Now, are you on the team bus? I know you guys are going to charter out soon. Where are you right at this moment, Rick?
I'm just driving to my house from practice.
Okay. Okay. Good practice. Did you bust go easy? Yeah. Or you bust them today?
No, we went hard. You know, Kentucky's had a week to prepare for us, so we want to expect new things, new wrinkles that they're going to run. Also, they're a well-prepared team. They're very physical, so we want to just make sure that we're ready for the physicality that's going to happen on tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, there's no doubt. I certainly want to talk a little Johnny's Hoops with you, but I want to take you back to when you coached the Knicks, because you were coach of the Knicks the same year WFAN was born. And I'm curious, Rick, because I know you're an avid golfer. I know you love all the other sports. We've talked about them, you and I, off camera. When you're coach of the Knicks and these loudmouths start this new sports station, probably criticizing everything, did you listen to the fan? Did you hear that stuff?
Well, I have the most hysterical story, and it's true. We were in first place, and things were going well. We were pressing quite a bit, which is not indicative of the NBA game, and everything was going great. And FAN comes on, and somebody says, "Boy, FAN, have you listened to it? They're talking all sports. They talk about you and the Knicks all the time." So I said, "No, what is it? Where's the station?" So I turned it on one day on the way to practice, and this guy comes on and goes, "Hey, I'm Vinny from Bensonhurst. I just want to let you know, I don't agree with Patino's style of play. They should fire him." And we're in first place.
Yeah.
And then the next call, Mike from Bayonne, "Yeah, I couldn't agree with Vinny any more than that. This is not a style of play in the NBA. We should get rid of him now."
Oh my!
I almost drove off the road. We're in first place. And I said, "Wait a second. They want to fire me? We're in first place."
Wow.
And so I never listened to it again because I was so depressed that these guys wanted me fired.
Well, it's funny you say that because I was going to ask you. Now, listen, we know you now, Hall of Famer, all-time coach, champion, all that. I mean, your resume is beyond reproach. But, you know, when you're, whether it's the GWB, wherever you are at that point, driving, hearing the fan, and Vinny and John or Joe from Bayonne saying, "Fire Rick Pitino," you're a young, young man. You haven't accomplished a ton yet relative to what you eventually wound up doing. So, I mean, that's got to rattle your confidence. How do you not take that personally? You have to.
Well, I didn't say it personal, but I just realized that a new medium was coming on that any knowledgeable person can call. And any clinical moron can call. So you could have both ways. So yeah. I just said those two guys were clinical morons.
Yep. And by the way, Rick, and by the way, any clinical moron could actually be a host on the station, not just a caller.
No. Hey, listen, but before we get into too much, I want to wish you not only luck. You were great at FAN, and certainly, like I told you privately, you've got a brilliant career. You know, when I was fired from Louisville, I didn't know where to turn. Here, my life was crumbling, and all of a sudden, I went to Greece. I don't want you to go to Greece. And had two of the best years of my life, then landed at Iona, now I'm at St. John's. So a talent like you will be fine. You'll do great in life.
I appreciate that, Coach. Thank you very much. All right, let's get to these Johnnies a little bit. So I like what I'm seeing. I don't love what I'm seeing yet. I like what I'm seeing, and I think that you would probably assess it the same way so far. Listen, the one thing, whether it's Sannin, whether it's Jackson, incredible talents, and I've tried to explain this to people who I think they expected more right away from both of those young players, and you start to see snippets now for sure. But I tell them, I say, hey, listen, I don't care how good you are shooting or with the ball. If you don't play defense for Rick, you ain't playing. So, like, the first month, I think it's very mechanical. I don't think they're really playing. I think they're thinking. And now I can see the thinking stopping for both of those guys because they're starting to get the defense that you demand, and I think that they're starting to play better. Where are we with those two guys, the entire team, the development? It's a different team from last year, Rick. You know that.
Yeah, we're not as, you know, people want because we were number one in the portal, but that's not a science where you really know whether you're good or not good. I mean, we're not as good as last year's team. Last year's team had the player of the year in R.J. Louise. They had one of the top guards in the country in Kadari Richmond. Zuby was great. You had Brandon. Daybon Smith who could start for any team in the nation. So we're not as good as last year, but obviously we didn't lose too many games.
Yeah.
So I wanted to find out what our warts and blemishes would be. So I booked the Vegas tournament. We played Alabama, and Alabama had better guards than us, but we played them to the wire. Michigan, we played an exhibition game, which we should have won, lost it in overtime on a missed free throw. We took Iowa State, one of the best teams in the country, to the wire. The only game that we did not play well was Auburn. We thought we were going to play Houston. We were prepared for Houston. By all the metrics that tournament was using, we thought we were playing Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And we played Auburn. Auburn outplayed us, so give them the credit. So I'm happy where we are. We have 8 new players that really don't know each other. In regard to Josan and Ian, now Josan didn't guard anybody the first 2 weeks of the season. Guys were scoring 15, 18, 20 points against him. Didn't play any defense at all, didn't rebound. And I have to say Josan, without question, is the most improved player. He's rebounding. He's gone from a bad defensive player to a really good defensive player. Ian's a different work in progress. Ian is learning to play the point. He was turning over most of the season in practice, about 6-7 times of practice.
Oof.
His assist turnover ratio was not good at North Carolina. And what we're trying to do is improve that area, make him into a point guard, so he learns that position, and he's doing quite well at it. It's also, you know, people say, why don't you play him more minutes? Well, when he's playing the two guard, it's very difficult to do that because Ozaiah Sellers is a better two guard. So we need to get him more minutes, and by playing him at the one, it does two things. It gets him minutes there, it gets him minutes at the two. It also relieves Dylan Darling because he was getting a lot of early fouls, and we need him at the end of the game playing that position because he makes everybody better. And here's the fascinating thing. I've never had this in all my years of coaching. Look at the assists of the basketball team. Zuby, the five man's number one. Dylan Mitchell's number two, and Bryce Hopkins is number three. When have you ever seen front court
never.
2 4s and a five lead you in assists?
I've never seen that. Yeah, I didn't even really process it that way, but as you run through the stats and me knowing the stats, I just didn't really look at it that way. You're right. Very interesting. So we're talking to Rick Pitino. So, Coach, you said something before. You said, we're not as good as last year. And one thing that I tried to caution St. John's fans about, I would say, hey, I think the prospects of St. John's going 31-5 again are almost zero, but I do think that there's a chance that they're a better team come the NCAA tournament and have a chance to go deeper than last year when obviously you got out, you know, in the Arkansas game. Would you agree that 31-5 probably doesn't happen, but you guys could go further in the dance?
We got no shot at 31-5.
Yeah.
You're right. But can we be a better NCAA team by the end of the year? Yes, we can. Because this team has great upside. Just what you said about the two young guys, Josan and Ian. And I'm a big Ian fan because you know what I love about Ian is he's a great young man.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a typical full of himself with a big ego. He is very willing to learn a new position. He's very willing to become a better defensive player, which he is. And he's got good size. Josan is going to still improve. And then Bryce, I've got to get Bryce to be an alpha dog. I got to get him to play like Zuby. If he's that way, if I can get him to have the emotional state of Zuby during a game, then I've got one of the best forwards in the nation.
Okay, but let me ask you this. I mean, at this stage, and, you know, Bryce was great at Providence. He's had some really good games for you. You said you're trying to get him to become an alpha dog. I mean, he's 22, 23 years old. If you're not an alpha dog by now, maybe it's not in the cards, Rick.
Yeah, that's a problem. You're right there. It's like trying to get an introvert to be an extrovert, yeah. An extrovert to be an introvert.
Correct.
It's not easy. But what I'm telling him is, I said, Bryce, you got one shot at this game. And that's between the lines. You got to be an alpha dog. Now, away from the lines, Bryce, you be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't turn, you can forget your NBA dreams.
Yeah.
So that hits a chord. When players hear that, and they're in there last year, that they got no shot at the NBA if they don't become an alpha dog, it hits home.
So we're talking to Rick Pitino, head coach of St. John's, getting ready to fly out to Kentucky today, play Wildcats national TV tomorrow. I'll see you on the 23rd at Carneseca against Harvard, and we're already in the Big East schedule. You guys beat DePaul the other night. Something on Zuby really quick here, and I've said this on the broadcast with Mink. By the way, Mink interviews, Mink's a trip, isn't he, Rick? Mink is out of his mind, right, in his own way? He's nuts.
Yeah, I love him, and I try to break his shoes as much as I possibly can because I do love him.
Hey, we all do. He is one of a kind. But I've said this to Mink a few times during the games. I'm like, and it's out of respect, but it could cross the line and become an issue. I almost see, like, I think there's too many times I look up in the first half and Zuby's got 2 points or 4 points or 5 points, a nominal offensive output. Now, part of it is that he's such a great teammate. He's deferring. He's letting the other guys eat, the new guys get comfortable. All right. But don't you think that he needs to be a little bit more assertive, looking for a shot and going to get his? Am I off on that?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. The guys, and I pointed this out, there were 7 times in the last game that the guards should have passed the ball to Zuby in the low post and did not do it. Where Kadari, RJ, who's also a very good passer, would have gotten the ball to Zuby right away. Mm. Because they all know that if Zuby gets double teamed, they're going to get the ball back. And if Zuby doesn't get double teamed, he's going to score or get fouled. So we missed him in the last game 7 times that we could have thrown the ball to the low post. So I think it's new players not feeding the big dog enough.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it. We showed them. And I think they're understanding of that.
So, Rick, if I said to you, you know, you growing up, you know, on the outskirts of the city and then in the city and just loving the game the way you do, I got a couple of quick hits for you. And you could think for a second if you want to, you know, really give it the thought to give us the right answer. The best handle of any New York guard you've ever seen, who would it be?
You know, I would probably say Pearl Washington or Kenny Anderson.
Pearl.
One of those two.
Mm-hmm.
I think that both of those guys, they weren't the best New York guard.
Yeah.
Obviously. But they certainly had the best handle. They had speed. They had a great handle. Kenny was a little dominant with his left hand. Pearl had a great handle going either way. But I would look at those two.
How about the best pure New York shooter? I mean, we got to hear Mully pretty soon, but anybody else?
Yeah, I would say Chris Mullin's one or two, without question. There have been guys that shoot the ball great, but none in the class, I think, of Chris Mullin.
And I know the answer is it's got to be Alcindor is the greatest New York player of all time. Who's the second best? Who do you think is the second best player ever out of New York behind Lou Alcindor?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Earl the Pearl wasn't from New York.
No,
he wasn't.
Cousy?
I don't know.
I'm just throwing names at you. Bob Cousy?
Cousy was so early on.
Yeah.
But certainly he's one of the great guards of all time.
How about Bernard
and
King?
You forget because... Yeah, Bernard King led the league in scoring, and he could be in the top three without question. Who else do you have?
Oh, God. Carmelo?
Yeah, Carmelo was great. No question about it. Why do I always think Carmelo was from Baltimore?
But he spent some time here as well. But a lot of time in Baltimore. Yeah. Marbury. I mean, I'm just throwing names at you here. But just in terms of, what about like somebody like Lenny Wilkins? That's going back a mile. But I mean, Lenny Wilkins, no?
Yeah, I think you're bringing up Cousy, Lenny,
yeah.
Bernard King, without question. But Kareem was the best. New York had so many great guards. You know, you go back to Dick McGuire, who's hanging from the rafters. He was a great guard as well.
That's right.
They had so many great guards, and you think of Cousy as being a Celtic, that he's from Massachusetts, but no, Cousy was from New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Rick, I know you're in the car. I know you're getting, you're either home now or you're getting ready to get home and then get on the plane and head out to Kentucky. Hey, take down those Cats tomorrow. I know it's going to be emotional for you, having, you know, spent so much time there and what you did there. I'll see you, obviously, throughout the season. And I really appreciate you carving out some time today. It means a lot, man.
Well, thanks, Brandon. See you soon. Take good luck to you, man. We're behind you 100%.
I know you are. I always feel the St. John's love. Thank you, Coach. You got it, man. You know how much I love my Johnnies. Honestly, one of my favorite nights of all time was last December, right now, basically. St. John's played up at Providence. Remember the viral clip, Bogish, where Rick Pitino was just F-bombing his team? You know, where the bleep is your pride? Oh, God, that was awesome. I think running through a wall. And they come back, they win the game. Zuby hits a tip-in or a little fall away at the buzzer. St. John's wins. Now, it's really late. I think it was an 8:30 tip up in Rhode Island. So while St. John's, while the players went home, I had the university get me a room. My wife's like, yeah, why are you going to drive home at like 3 in the morning? Just spend the night. I'm like, absolutely. So I'm in the hotel, and Rick is supposed to be going to Miami to spend Christmas. I think it was the 23rd or 22nd with his family. They couldn't de-ice the engine on his private jet, so he wound up staying the night, and I wound up staying the night. And I had already, you know, filmed some TV shows with him, but wasn't social yet with Rick. Didn't quite know him that way, right? So I'm like, all right, game's over. I'm going to go have a drink or two at the bar and then call it a night, watch a little TV, and go to bed, wake up, and drive home. And Rick is at the other side of the bar. And I'm like, I don't want to bother the guy. Again, long story short, we pounded all night. And I mean, for a kid from Brooklyn to just fire question after question about the old Big East and coaching Bernard King and coaching Patrick Ewing and coaching Mark Jackson, what an honor. So I'm sure it wasn't one of his top three nights of all time, but man, it was definitely. And then like the Godfather, I go to get my wallet. He's like, basically, your money's not good here, son. Put it away. Oh, if that's the case, make it double, Rick. Like, give me the good stuff, man. All right, 888-808-1019. Hey, I wish I had more than 1 hour. I don't. We have one more hour to go. Let's bang in the calls. Let's finish up strong. Let's have a little fun. Anything you want to ask me, anything you want to say, let's do it. Update Bogish, and then we crank it out next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.